From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia being remembered. Some held vigil in the frigid cold outside the Supreme Court Saturday night, hours after his death of natural causes at the age of 79 was announced. Flags at the High Court are at half-staff. Justice Scalia was the longest-serving justice on the High Court, and President Obama said Scalia had a brilliant legal mind.
He influenced a generation of judges, lawyers, and students, and profoundly shaped the legal landscape. He will no doubt be remembered as one of the most consequential judges and thinkers to serve on the Supreme Court. Justice Scalia dedicated his life to the cornerstone of our democracy, the rule of law.
Mr. Obama said he plans to fulfill his constitutional responsibility to nominate a successor in due time, and said he expects the Senate to give the nominee a timely hearing and a vote. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell voiced opposition to President Obama nominating a successor in favor of waiting until a new president takes office next January. U.S. Republican presidential hopeful said Saturday at a debate in the southeastern state of South Carolina that President Obama should not nominate a replacement for late Supreme Court Justice Scalia. Instead, leave the matter for his successor. Businessman Donald Trump, who leads in national polls, called Scalia's death hours before the debate a blow to conservatism in the United States and said it is up to the Senate Majority Leader to delay the nominating process so that a justice cannot be confirmed before Obama leaves office next January. This is VOA News. The United Nations said today Afghan hostilities left more than 3,500 civilians dead and nearly 7,500 others wounded in 2015, an increase of 4% in civilian casualties from the previous year. The UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan says the number of civilian casualties during 2015 are the highest recorded since it began its systematic documentation of civilian casualties in 2009. It says increased ground fighting in and around populated areas, along with suicide and other attacks in major cities, were the main causes of conflict-related civilian deaths and injuries in 2015. The report, however, documented a 10% reduction in civilian casualties from Taliban attacks. Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni has taken part in a televised debate, his first ever and the second in the lead-up to this week's presidential election. VOA's Jill Craig is in Kampala with this report.
Healthcare and education dominated the first debate. This time around, candidates gave their positions on topics such as whether Uganda should continue sending troops to conflict zones like Somalia and South Sudan, how the country can best fight terrorism threats, if it should withdraw from the International Criminal Court, and how best to improve the economy. Museveni, with the ruling NRM party, was joined on stage by Kizza Besigye, the longtime leader of the opposition Forum for Democratic Change, and Amama Mbabazi, a former prime minister to the president who is running as an independent, as well as five other candidates. Besigye has run against Museveni three times before, losing each time amid accusations that the president's supporters rigged the vote and intimidated his opponents. Ugandans head to the polls on Thursday. Jill Craig, VOA News, Kampala.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has arrived in Albania, where he will encourage the country's leaders to continue efforts to enact justice reforms and promote bilateral cooperation. During the four-hour visit to Tirana today, Kerry is meeting with the prime minister as well as the country's foreign minister and opposition leaders. Albania is part of the U.S.-led coalition against the Islamic State group. Albania is one of the Balkan nations that has contributed ammunition and small arms to the effort, mostly to Iraqi Peshmerga and security forces. It is also a NATO ally and a candidate for accession into the European Union. Rescue workers in Taiwan have recovered all the remains of the victims of the recent earthquake. The final remains were pulled Saturday from a flattened 17-story apartment building in Tiana, a city of 2 million residents. Officials say 116 people died in the 6.4 magnitude quake. Most of the victims died in the Weigong, the collapsed apartment building. The developer of the building and two other men associated with the structure have been arrested on suspicion of negligent homicide. Social media posts and news reports said the February 6th quake recalled a previous quake.
That's the latest world news from VOA.